My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again tonight, folks. We are waiting for a guest. We've got an honorable guest to be on with us tonight, and I hope that he will be here shortly. But we want to talk about some very interesting news that just came across our desk about an hour and a half ago, two hours to an hour and a half ago. You know, tonight we've been doing a lot of praying in the last few days for Terry Schiavo, who's supposed to tonight, just about an hour and a half ago, she was to have her feeding tubes taken out again by her husband, who is awaiting a large settlement from her estate once she dies, and is very anxious to get those tubes out. And even as we speak right now, her tubes might have been taken out.
And I am with you, by the way, Jack.
Oh, you are? Oh, good, Brent. Let me introduce you then, and we'll get into this. Nobody told me you were on the line, but anyway. Folks, my honored guest is on with us tonight, and we're going to discuss this new event that just happened. Hopefully it will save Terry Schiavo's life, and he's the right man to talk to about it. I'd like to introduce to you Brent Johnson. Some of you know that name because he's had a long-running popular freedom talk show called The Voice of Freedom, which is heard on International Shortwave and is now on ABC Satellite Network and mainstream national syndication. Brent is also the author of The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation, and an inspirational book called The Quiet Voice of God. He also has a superb website, and we'll give it out several times during the show, but it's www.freedomradio.us. And for more than a dozen years, Brent has been the most successful in his teaching methods of living free from the endless encroachment of Big Brother. Now, Brent and I have been friends for a number of years, and I'm honored to have him on the program. Coming up on our first break, and we'll be right back with Brent Johnson. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, and like I say, one of my longtime friends, Fred Johnson's on the line, and he is a brilliant man, not like this old cop here. I know he's blushing right now, but I'm telling you, I've known him a long time, and he's a brilliant man, and so I've asked him to give me his feelings about what we've received here at our Police and Military Association today. And basically what it is a letter from a lady, an email from a lady who we've known for a number of years also, Eleanor White. And she's chewing us out, us talk show hosts, for not going to the law to save Terry's life. And I want to share this with you, Brent. Maybe you've already received it on your email, but Colonel Bo Greitz was speaking tonight on his program about calling the Congress, calling the White House, and just raising Cain about her feeding tubes being taken out again tonight. And, of course, within 8 to 10 days, she'll be dead from dehydration, not from food starvation, but dehydration. Depending on what condition she's in, she could last a little longer or die even sooner. And this lady is very much awake. Recognizes her family, her parents, and communicates with them, says a few words, but her husband's been waiting for years to get those tubes out because he's got a big insurance settlement coming, or estate coming. He's refused to turn her over, her care to their parents, because he don't want to go off with his new life with his lover, who has had two children by him, and until he has that money. So tonight, the judge Greer said he could take the feeding tubes out, Brett, as you know. But here's what this young lady, Eleanor White, says, chewing a talk show host out. What is bizarre about the last torture session Terry was in is that Judge Greer's order did not require cessation of food and drink. It only allowed the removal of the feeding tubes. She says, why in God's name wasn't that coming out of the mouth of all the talk show hosts and all of Terry's supporters? And I think she may have a point here, because truly Judge Greer said the feeding tubes could be taken out. But, Brother Brent, there's other ways to get her nourishment. And so what she's saying here is why haven't we pointed out the law? And she cites the law here, and I've spent an hour and a half trying to Google it, and I finally got it, praise God, where she says that if we go to the Code of Federal Regulations, Chapter 1, CF 28, Subpart B, Section 35.130, it states in there, and I've got it right on my screen, this is the Code of Federal Regulations, which is law. It says nothing in the Act or this part authorizes the representative or guardian of an individual with a disability to decline them food, water, medical treatment, or medical services of that individual. Now, she also goes back to the Americans with Disabilities Act, 42 U.S.C. Sections 12-101, and says that it provides that necessary and appropriate rehabilitation services and physical motor skill therapy may not be denied a substantially disabled patient in the United States of America, because Brent, her husband, as you probably realize, has been denying her for 10 years any rehabilitation because he wants her to die. And she's had no rehabilitation. She's awake. She's cognizant of when her parents come in. She smiles. She laughs. She cries. Everything. And he's made sure that she's had no, because he's the guardian, she's had no physical, motor skill therapy or anything like that. So what she's saying here, Brent, is that the law protects this lady. And I'm just wondering, could it be, you know, all these people have been involved in years in trying to get her from the government from starving her to death and dehydrating her to death, and they've missed this in the federal or the Code of Federal Regulations, Brent. How's that possible? It's very obvious here as to what the law says.
No, yeah, but the other laws that say other things as well,
yeah.
And so you know, it's a stage play. It's not, you know. See, when you look at it, you're seeking justice.
Yes.
Okay. The attorneys involved have their own agenda. The judge has his own agenda. Justice is seldom their agenda.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, and I don't know this, and I don't know if you've had access to any information. What had happened was Judge George Greer had originally put an immediate stay on the removal,
yeah,
until 5 o'clock Eastern time today, and he had done that so that there could be a hearing before him.
Yes, hearing was going on.
During that hearing, Terry Schiavo's parents, Robert and Mary Schindler,
uh-huh,
okay, were supposedly going to, assumedly through their attorney, bring forth motions concerning medical tests to support their claim that Terry's condition can indeed be improved. It is not hopeless.
Right.
It would seem to me that a judge who did stay the feeding tube removal would be willing to hear a motion of some sort. So I can't help but wonder what happened in that hearing.
Yes.
I just can't help but wonder.
Yeah.
Because if the judge wasn't going to, you know, if the judge didn't have to stay the order.
That's right.
The judge could have just ignored it. So if the judge was not inclined, given the proper approach, if the judge was not inclined to some degree to stop the feeding tube from being removed, why would he have put the stay on? So what I'd like to know, and I don't know the answer to this, is what, if any, motions were brought forward in that hearing?
Well, that just happened a few hours ago, that hearing, so we need to, I guess we will find out very shortly.
Because I think that, for example, it is possible, it is conceivable, okay, that the judge made some kind of a comment with his ruling that may give us some kind of a clue. It would seem to me this judge seems to be acting almost sympathetic.
Yes.
So why would the judge rule, rule this way? If he, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, but this is just, it seems to me there are missing pieces here.
Yeah.
And those missing pieces may provide us some avenues, some clues. Maybe the judge said, go and get those medical tests. However, I don't have authority to not have the feeding tube removed. So, you know, maybe the judge encouraged the test or something. Maybe there's another piece to come forward here. Like you said, they can't just allow her to starve.
Right.
Not allowed to, just allow her to starve. And you know, stories like this really bother me a lot because I don't see any real-time solutions to these stories. People get married for the wrong reasons.
Yes, they do. Sadly, but that's true.
You may think that I'm oversimplifying it, but indeed, people get married for the wrong reasons. And because, in all honesty, if Terry Schiavo's husband had, if Michael had married her for the right reasons, he wouldn't be in, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
That's very true. Yeah, she was a fox, I'll tell you. If you saw a picture of her before she was injured, she was a fox. And many, many times, I know when I was younger, I went all after the foxes myself.
Hey.
And I found out some of these people, boy, I wasn't worth marrying either at that time because I was a little bit crazy, but and some people even think I am today, but some of the gals that were the foxes weren't worth marrying either.
But
the guys that chased them were not worth marrying.
I'm actually still single. I have never been married.
Oh, I see. Okay,
I was engaged once. I was engaged once, but we kind of seemed to be growing apart, and I didn't think that was a condition to get married in. And so I'm one of the few bachelors still out there.
I see.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, Lee's going to punch you in the arm any minute.
But the thing is that if I was to marry, it would be that you're married, you don't split up.
Yes.
Because it gets difficult, because it gets inconvenient. You know, because you want to live, you know, you got a job offer and you want to live a few thousand miles away from where your family's, you know, you just don't split up. You say, whatever happens, we have to work it out. We're now married. We're joined.
Uh-huh.
And under those circumstances, you don't go out there and have two children with another woman.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, and you don't end up in these situations. Every time I see this, I know that, like, you know, it's an unsatisfying response. But what I continually come back to is that people are not marrying for the right reasons.
Amen.
They don't make the commitment.
Yeah.
They don't.
Okay, brother, listen, Brent. What do you think about this glitch here, this young lady, Eleanor White, who's real sharp?
Well, I don't know if it's a glitch. I mean, I have to wonder whether the attorney brought it up.
But let me bring up what I'm about to say. This is something different. She says that the Judge Greer's order, and I believe she's correct, did say that they could take out the feeding tube, but did not say that they could cease giving her food and drink or by any other means. And, of course, there are other ways to give her food and drink. So they don't necessarily have to kill her if his order was only to withdraw the feeding tube.
I think that's a great point, and I think people should get on the horn with the hospital and let them know.
Well, we're coming up on the next break here, Brent. I'm sure happy you're here to go over some of these things with me because you're sharp, brother. You really are. And we'll be right back with the sharp Brent Johnson right when we come back after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Did Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and this is a case that me and many of our police and soldiers here at our two police and military associations are concerned about, because it has far-reaching ramifications for everybody in America. There's a man that played Superman, Brent, who I can't think of what his name is, but he was seriously disabled.
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeves, that's right. And he had a breathing tube, and he wasn't far different from this little Terry, except she can't speak like he finally began to be able to speak. She moves her head a little bit, and she moves her eyes, and she smiles and enjoys when her family comes to visit and everything. And so with rehabilitation, who knows, she might be the next Christopher Reeves. But people wouldn't think about pulling out his tubes and letting him starve to death or dehydrate to death. And there's many, many disabled people around this nation who are disabled like Terry is, and I understand that many of them are being put to death, and we're not even hearing about their cases, and they would have a chance of being rehabilitated. And then, of course, we have the little gal that came out of a 20-year state of who was actually worse off than Terry because she couldn't communicate at all with her folks and everything for 20 years, and now she's recovering. And so it has far-reaching ramifications, doesn't it, Brent, if we allow people to be put to death like her?
It does, and during the break I did a little bit more looking into this to see if I can get some answers, and I have a couple of items here that relate. Firstly, you're talking about the Code of Federal Regulations. Now, technically speaking, this is a state case. Theoretically, the CFR would not apply because this is a state case.
Oh.
Okay. However, today we don't have the constitutional states. We have the corporate states doing everything. And the corporate states have all become members, part of, if you will, adopted, the Uniform Commercial Code. The Uniform Commercial Code has a section, specifically 7-103, that provides in any conflict of statutes, federal statutes will always supersede and override states.
Yeah.
Now, from a constitutional standpoint, that's not true, but from a corporate state standpoint, it is. So I do think that the argument could be made that the CFR provision is in play. However, I also see where the problem. Remember earlier I said I wonder what went on in that hearing about why didn't, what kind of motions they would have made, why. And now I have the answer.
Okay.
Apparently, and this is from a statement by Gary McCullough, who is the spokesman for the Schindler family, and those are the parents, apparently Judge Greer is simply playing by the rule book. And this is why. 10 years ago, in the original hearings, the Schindlers took the advice of a lawyer and agreed to stipulate in the court that Terry was in a, quote, persistent vegetative state, That's very wrong, because since then there's reams of evidence that Terry could be rehabilitated. There are medical professionals who say that she is, who have testified and are willing to testify that she is responsive right now.
Well,
the problem is the court will not hear the motion because they have a stipulation by these people.
10 years ago.
That's where the problem is, legally speaking, that the court will not listen to them because when you stipulate something, it becomes a dead issue. You've stipulated it. That's it. It's no longer a matter of controversy.
Even if she got out of bed,
they
would put her to death.
Makes no difference because... That's it. You stipulated to it, which is, and one can only imagine the state that the parents were in when the attorney suggested it.
Right.
And that's why this mess is happening. I think this is one of those situations that the best medicine for Terry is going to be public, and just the next few days, the public calling whomever they can, congressmen, senators, the hospital where Terry's being kept. I mean, if the public shows up in sufficient numbers, it would be a very, very difficult thing. The one thing that everyone fears, all the politicians, the hospital most assuredly, is bad public relations.
Yes, they ought to get with her congressmen and senators, little Terry's congressmen and senators, and do just what Eleanor White says here, that they ought to go to Judge Greer's court and outside the Congress and Senate members of hers. And she says here, with signs, flyers, bullhorn, and portable toilet. She says, hallelujah. That's right. And also, folks, if you'll get your pencil and paper, I think it's a great idea. It's been mentioned. Colonel Bogreit said that it wouldn't hurt to call your representatives at Congress. I'll give out that number in just a minute for all of you. And also the president's opinion line. Flood him with calls, because this is the time to kick up dust and dirt if we're going to save this little gal. If indeed they're going to pull these tubes, we got like 1 week, 7 to 10 days before she's dead of dehydration. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with Brent Johnson. We'll give out these numbers if you have your pencil and papers ready. And then, Brent, we may want to go into some other areas that we were going to talk about tonight before this came up. But definitely, every talk show host should be talking this up for the next 7 or 10 days if they're still going to do this. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Okay, folks, we're back, and as you know, folks, this is critical. This is a critical 7 to 10 days here to try to save this little gal's life once again, and I think we can do it. Over the last couple years, I've watched, and I've been a part of these movements to call Congress, call our state representatives, which Terry has, state representatives in her area, and her family has, and she's got congressmen and senators, she's got a president, and we ought to make as much noise as possible at Judge Greer's court, just like Eleanor White said. So let me give out a few numbers here if you have your pencil and papers ready. The Capitol switchboard in Washington, D.C., you call this number and give them your zip code, they can tell you who your congressmen and senators are if it just slips your mind, okay? Some people don't even know. But anyway, call this number for the Capitol switchboard. It's 877-762-8762. Once again, 877-762-8762. Now, let me give you, I wonder if I should give out President George W. Bush's email or First Lady Laura Bush's email. Which do you think, Brent, that we ought to flood with emails about this? Which one do you think? Do you think probably Lady Laura wears the pants in the family? Could very well be. But anyway, Let's give out first ladies. Yeah, let's give out the first ladies, because she's into women's rights and all those kind of things. So here she is. And the email is first.lady@whitehouse.gov. That's easy. first.lady@whitehouse.gov. Let's give out the presidents, too, and bug both of them. President@whitehouse.gov. Very easy. President@whitehouse.gov. Let's see. Bo gave out another one here. I copied down, which is the White House, the president's opinion line phone call, okay? Call 202, area code, 456-1111. 202-456-1111. Kick up sand, make as much noise as you can about this thing, because euthanasia is a coming thing for this government. They want to use it, they're using it more and more, and they're trying to convince you and I that somebody else ought to decide when we live or die. And this is just the tip of the iceberg that we see right here with Terry, but we can all become involved. If you want to get a hold of Terry and her family, go to www.terrysfight.org. Very simple. www.terrysfight.org.
And Terry, how do you spell Terry's? Is it T-E-R-R-I-S?
I think it's T-E-R-R-I-S. Yes, Terry, because they spell it T-E-R-R-I.
Yeah.
Is her name. So
I don't think you can put an apostrophe in the web address. So
no,
I
you
assume,
don't.
Yeah, I would assume that it's just...
No, you don't. You don't put apostrophe, just terrysfight.org. And that's about it, folks. We've got 7 to 10 days, and I will say I'm very excited to hear here from this young lady, Eleanor White, that says that the judge did give an order to take out those tubes, but he didn't give an order to cease food and drink. And there's other ways to get nourishment and water into her system than the feeding tube. So that could be a real glitch in the whole program to kill her off there. And so, anyway, let's make a lot of noise as much as we can. Now let's go back to Brent. Brother Brent, I just appreciate you so much giving us part of your time tonight. I want to have you back on so we can get into other things when you have the time. But is there some things you'd like to get into tonight? We have two callers on the line already. Probably they want to talk about the Terry Schiavo thing, but this was your evening with me, and so you tell me what you want to do here.
I'm perfectly fine about talking about Terry Schiavo. I think it is it's a real unfortunate situation, because the more I look at the information that I have on this, the more I think that it would require an emotional response from an unemotional bureaucracy. I'm not optimistic here. Here's the legal problem. See, when you call up, and by the way, I think everybody should call up, somebody and try and make noise. But when you call up, from a legal perspective, you have no standing.
True. Yeah.
Now, I know you can make the emotional argument that this affects all of us, but from a legal standpoint, you have no standing.
Absolutely.
Who has standing here is Michael, the husband,
mm-hmm.
and the parents.
The parents.
The parents
right.
stipulated.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's a horrible thing to have done.
That's amazing, because, that means if she got out of bed and danced the jig right now and still had that feeding tube in, they'd still go ahead and kill her.
Well, not right? necessarily, because if she got out of bed, she would then be a party to the action also.
Oh, okay.
Because she'd be moving on her own.
I see. Okay.
But the problem is the parties to the action are not being who maybe have Terry's interests at heart, because I'm excluding Michael in this case. If Michael wanted to, he could certainly, but obviously he doesn't want to. He's not going to bring up any of that type of issue. The parents, see, if we could find, if there was another interested party out there who could bring some kind of motion based upon medical professionals who have testified that she is responsive, how do you get that information into the court?
Yes.
You've got You've got medical professionals who have actually said that she is responsive.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so you have that. You actually have that. You would think that this would be a non-issue.
Yeah, you have photography, too. I've seen her responding on television.
The problem you have is that the legal system is totally and completely impersonal. It is a bureaucratic machine.
Uh-huh.
And the only way to impact it is through its own mechanism. And I'm not sure how you're going to get that message across to them. I think you may get the message across to all the congressmen, all the senators, but I'm not sure you'll get it into the legal system unless you can find a way to establish somebody else as an interested party.
I see. Yeah,
and quickly.
Very, very well put. Well, let's run on and get a hold of Jimmy in Texas, and let's see what he has to say, Brent. Jimmy, come on the line here and talk to Brent Johnson and myself and tell us what you wanted to say tonight.
Hey, good evening, Officer Jack McClam and Brent Emery Johnson. How are y'all tonight?
Just fine, Jimmy. Thanks.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, Brent. I was actually thinking about you when I was driving around earlier today. You just happened to come across my mind, so it's interesting that you're on the show. I used to watch you when you had your Austin Access show going.
Oh, that's interesting. You just
Which, by the way, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You just thought of me while you're traveling around. That's
well,
cool.
Well, I was thinking about with what, you know, I don't want to get into it now, but if you've ever, I don't know, considered doing a show with RBN, I'll just leave that at that, but anywho, my question, or actually let me say something to Jack real quick. I got to see you when you came in town this week, and I heard your speech, and it was very nice. I got a copy of your sheriff's video, and I'm very impressed, sir. That's, you're doing a lot of good work.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for being there this weekend. I had a delightful time, and you Texans or something else, you get me all excited about all your energy and love of God and country, so it's good to be there this weekend.
We got a lot of it. Well, hey, I don't want to steer y'all too far off your topic, but I'd asked you about this recently, Officer Jack, and you told me I should probably call back in, and I think this is a good man to ask it of.
Okay.
Brent, do you feel that we are dealing with, in our legal system, unconstitutionality more of, or are we dealing with the corporate straw man? Well, I guess you know where I'm headed. I know you've written articles both ways, and I'm
actually
kind of wondering.
The way you asked the question, I'm going to try to answer what
okay.
you asked, but I'm going to try to explain myself along the way. You asked if I think we're dealing with unconstitutional government. First off, let me say no.
Okay.
Then you asked, you said, or are we dealing with this straw man thing? Let me say no to that, too.
Well, that's clear.
What actually I think is happening, see, the only thing that can be unconstitutional is something that was created by Constitution. For example, neither you nor I can do an unconstitutional act. Because we were not created by the Constitution, we cannot be unconstitutional. Our acts are actually non-constitutional.
Makes sense.
Well, the same is true today of government, because the government that is operating today is not the constitutional government. That government still exists, but it is, call it dormant, for lack of a better word. Now, all your regulations come out of the corporate government, which is under commercial law and uses straw man principles and all that stuff. Okay, absolutely true. But it could not be legitimately said that that government is unconstitutional. It is non-constitutional. It is a corporate government.
It has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Now the question comes, over whom does such corporate government exert its influence? And the answer is members of the corporation. If you want to be out from under the corporate government, you get out from the membership to the corporation, which is all the benefits and all the perks that everybody insists on keeping.
Hey, Brent, give them your way to contact you, because that's what you do so well. Please give out a contact point.
Sure. Sure, you can find out about what I do either online at www.freedomradio.us, or you can call 888-385-FREE, which is 888-385-3733. Let me say, when you said, it's Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said straw man, okay, technically speaking, legally speaking, straw man simply is like a euphemism for an artificial or fictional entity.
Right.
However, there has been much made of the commercial law processes, using sound commercial law and the principle of the straw man and this, that, site drafts, redemption, and all this, I don't think that that holds a remedy today. And let me tell you why. Okay, it's so basic, it's so obvious when you think about it. The law does not protect you from criminals.
That's
if it did, there would be no murderers.
That's very true.
And what you have today in government is people who are disobeying the law they have sworn to uphold, which means that they have a criminal character to them. And so waving the law in the face of someone with a criminal character isn't going to get you much.
Do you think we still have an opportunity, though, to somewhat protect ourselves if you expose the Uniform Commercial Code in court? Not necessarily like a silver bullet, but I know there have been cases, and I know you're familiar with some, where people just expose, you know, whether the judge is calling the straw man or the corporation or the actual living, breathing person.
No, I think that okay, what happens in court is this. First off, forget about justice. The courts are not about justice.
Right.
The courts are about control and revenue.
Right.
Now, here's a basic formula for life. If pursuing you, whatever that means, will cost me more in what I value than anything I have to gain by pursuing you, I will leave you alone.
Understood.
Okay, if the court taking an action against you is going to cost it more in what it values, control and revenue, than anything it could possibly gain in those areas, it will want you out of its courtroom. It will leave you alone. So the key is to get the judge to understand that if you pursue me, okay, I will expose to those people in the public part of the courtroom things about this court that you don't want them to know. You cannot do this overtly. This can only be successfully accomplished between you and the judge, because if you do it right, you intimidate a judge, and the judge wants you out of the courtroom. But if your objective is to actually expose the courtroom, you'll end up in jail first.
Right, absolutely.
Because the judge will not allow you to do that.
Right. That's been my experience.
Yeah, so the solution is you wage psychological warfare. If I walk in there, I can say things that the judge will understand mean that I know what's going on. And he knows that I know, so now it's between him and I. Him and me.
Are you familiar with Mark Stevens?
Adventures in Legal Land? Out of Texas, out of New Mexico, out of Arizona? Yes,
I'm
I
not
am.
Sure where he's out of.
Yes,
I think it's Arizona. Yeah, I think he's Arizona.
Yeah, I think it's Arizona.
Well, if you're interested at all in any copies of those old Austin Access shows, I got them on DVD. I can get them.
Oh, I have copies of those shows that I did, yes. I have.
They're great shows. You should get them out there for people to see. I love them.
Yeah, oh, hey, if somebody comes up to me and they want to put it on cable, I've always made copies and sent it out. By the way, there's a possibility. Keep it quiet right now because it's not a signed deal, but I may be coming to FM radio in Austin very soon.
Awesome. We'll keep our ears peeled, guys.
Very good. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Jimmy, for your call, okay? All right. Let's go to Rodney now in Texas. Another Texan there. Rodney, come on down here and meet Brent Johnson.
Brent Johnson, good evening.
Good evening.
Officer Jack, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being able to talk with you on your show and also
thank
with
you.
Mr. Johnson.
Sure.
I'm going to try not to be too emotional about this, but if I am, please forgive me. Officer Jack, you mentioned earlier that there are several cases around this nation, just like Terry Schiavo, where people are being, I call it murdered, or allowed to die. And I really appreciate you pointing that out, because we don't want to fool ourselves into thinking that this is the only case.
That's right.
It's tragic. And I'm going to make a statement that, and I stand by this, it really shows the sad state of affairs that we have allowed this country to get into when we allow the rule of law, the letter of the law, to overshadow the spirit of the law. Now, Mr. Johnson, I've read a lot of court cases. And I've studied a lot of rulings by United States Supreme Court justices. A lot of the good ones in the past when they made rulings, they all, the good ones, I'm talking about Thurgood Marshall and some others, made sure that they said, you know, our position or job is not only to uphold the letter or the rule of law, but also to uphold the spirit of the law. I don't think that's being done in this situation. Now, I want to say this, and then I'll wrap it up, and I'll let you expand on it or elaborate on my statements. This is a good example, not a perfect, but a prime example, and I'm referring to Terry Schiavo's case, of where God's law is far superior to man's law.
Yeah.
And can you carry me over after the break? I'll wrap it up real
quick. Okay, Rodney, yes. We'll just have a few minutes left when we come back, as you know, Rodney. Okay, hang on, folks. We'll be coming back to wrap up the program of the Officer Jack McLam program with Brent Johnson. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're coming in hot. We're going to land this thing. We only have a few minutes left, so we're going to run right back to Rodney to finish up his question or his statement. Go right ahead, Rodney.
Wrapping it up real quickly, when Jesus was healing the man from with leprosy on the Sabbath, and he was approached by the Pharisees, who were big, big proponents of following the rule of the law or the letter of the law back then, And I use this example to show that this is not a new issue, but it shows the lack of sympathy, you know, that how humans can, you know, be so unsympathetic toward one another. And he pointed out, you know, if they had an animal, a mule that was of much value to them that slipped and fell, that they would give assistance to that animal even on the Sabbath. But because of their lack of sympathy, they wouldn't show that same type of love or tenderness toward human.
Rondi, we're just about out of time. Let's let Brett Johnson make a statement here or say something. Okay?
I know we're almost out of time, but my very quick statement, you said two things that are important. One, very important. One is that, why do we allow? And you should all remember those words. Why do we allow?
Yes,
that means that we have the power to do something about it. The second thing is that the reason that the judges today do not take into account the spirit of the law is because the judges today are, just like everyone else in government, bureaucrats. They are what they are trained to be. They are trained, most of them, at the Judicial College in Reno, Nevada, a non-accredited institution that teaches judges to be essentially mindless, obedient to the corporate state.
Sounds like police academy. Yes.
Now, that's the short answer to your question, to your comment.
Okay. And well, Rodney, thank you for calling in. You always make a lot of sense. Appreciate your call. Brent, we've got, let's see, about a minute left, not quite. Would you like to close it out tonight with giving your contact information again and anything
else?
Sure enough.
If you'd like to get in touch online, you can go to www.freedomradio.us. You can call me at 888-385-3733, 888-385-3733. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be more than happy to come back another time, Officer Jack.
I'd like that, Brent. Oh. Yes, we didn't have enough time together tonight, so let's do that. We'll reschedule it and get into some other important topics.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you, brother, for being on tonight. And give your partner, Lee, a squeeze for the cops up here in Idaho County, Idaho. And we just appreciate you so much, brother, for all the work you're doing for God and country. And keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Well, actually, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods next week, but I don't know if I'll be there long enough to come up
okay.
Your way. Well, if I do, I will call. If I can, I will
call. At least give us a ring and let us know when you're in the area. That'd be great.
Excellent.
Okay, Lord bless you there, Brent.
And
you, folks, that's it for tonight. This old cop has to get out of here. Be with you tomorrow night, same time, same station, hopefully, God willing. But don't forget the pledge this old cop likes to give you. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order, absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly do love you, America. I truly do. Have a good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bullet
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.